Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey. True Crime Broads with Crystal and Renee.
Hello, welcome to True Crime Broads. This is Crystal.
And Renee.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's been quite a while since we've spoken to you guys. Thanks for coming and joining us at True Crime Broads. Renee, how's business going? I know you're actually out of town working right now.
Oh my goodness. It's nice to be busy because things have been kind of up in the air. And, you know, we've had a lot of people sick, nobody with COVID or anything like that. My husband's had some issues and my dad is in the hospital. And it's been interesting.
Gosh.
So it's kind of nice to be busy working. How about you?
Yeah, same. You know, the real estate market here in North Texas is insane. Everyone's moving here from everywhere, especially California, it seems like. And, you know, I always wondered when this area would catch on because North Texas is, you know, land is cheap. It's, you know, a lot of new areas and there's no state income tax. I always wondered when was it going to explode? And guess what? It just exploded. So,
wow.
It's a wonderful time to be a real estate agent, but honestly, you really want to have listings right now, not working with buyers. Cause I love, love, love my buyers, but every single house, the minute it goes on the market, goes into multiple offers. I just was lucky enough to just help two buyers find homes. But I'm telling you what, it is not easy out there. So,
That's good that you have, that you've got, you know, business is good right now.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great market to be in. I'm sure there's people out there listening that know people moving to Dallas. It just seems like everyone's coming. So it's been pretty cool. Okay, so did we want to get started talking about tonight? We are doing a podcast on This Is Who the Killer Is. And Renee, did you want to get us started?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we wanted to mention in this one, of course, is an important one, the height of this person. Police have stated that the person would be 5'8", give or take 1.53 inches, either way, of course. But we believe that the 5'8 is including the helmet. So of course they're going to be shorter than that. So it would definitely be, you know, minus 1.53 inches, which would put them around what, 5'5 or less.
Yeah.
So in knowing that, I looked up the average height of a woman and a man, because of course we don't know if it's a woman or man. We all have our, you know, thoughts or whatever. So the average height of a woman in the US is 5'4". The average height of a man is 5'9". Now, we all know that there are men that are 5'2", and there are women that are 6 foot tall. But going with the average, you know, in my mind, it puts this as leaning towards it being a female. What do you think?
I totally agree with you on that. Every time I look at this video over the years, you know, I started off strong thinking it was a male. I just thought that level of violence and the way he was able to overtake Missy so quickly, mm-hmm. and get in and out of there so fast, it just spoke male to me, this whole crime did. But as time wears on, I'm seeing a woman in that video. And I know a lot of people, a lot of our listeners, a lot of our people that we chat with in the groups online have seen a woman since day one. It just took me quite a bit longer than that, but I'm definitely seeing the woman now.
Yep, I agree with you on that one.
All righty. So another thing we know to be true about the killer, because the police told us that this person is Caucasian. And there's a part of the video that you had posted, I believe, in our Facebook group called True Crime Broads Discussion, of the video stopped at a point where you can actually see a little bit of the perpetrator's face, which was really freaky after all these years.
It really
I had
is.
Not noticed that.
Yep.
It looks like a white face.
Yeah, it really does. I didn't even realize that it was showing that. And I think we were talking about the feet, or I can't remember, shoes or something. And then one of our listeners messaged me and she was like, look at the face. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Who was the first name?
I do not remember.
No, that's okay. Sorry, I put you on the spot.
It's okay. I really don't remember. It's been, I don't know, maybe a couple, 2-3 months ago. So.
Oh, I hear you. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
It's okay.
But so those are some pretty solid facts there. We've got the height range and we've got the race of this person down. And then we can speculate on some other stuff based on that. And I know you had one. I'll let you go ahead first. I've got one too.
I believe this person either loves costumes or like dressing up, maybe, because I mean, I wouldn't ever kill anybody or rob a place, but I think if I was, I would probably just be like, put a hoodie on or something. I don't know. I wouldn't go all out. And I'm not a person that likes to dress up every Halloween. I do not dress up, and I honestly can't tell you the last time I ever dressed up. Maybe, I guess it would have been when I was a kid. So, I mean, it doesn't mean it's a fact, but it just seems like maybe it's somebody who likes dressing up. Cause I mean, they went all out on this costume, even though it may not be, you know, 100% professional. They went all out to make it look as much like SWAT gear as they could. I mean, and they obviously were trying to, you know, make sure that you couldn't see their face, you couldn't see their hair, you couldn't see their arms, you couldn't see their hands, you couldn't see their feet. I mean, you can see their feet, but you can't tell, like, it looks like they're wearing something over their shoes. I mean, they went all out. I mean, knee pads, possibly shin pads. I mean, they went all out for this costume.
And what a bizarre choice, SWAT gear, you know? Who thinks of police tactical gear when they need to conceal themselves? That's pretty wild. You know, I don't think that would pop into just everyone's head, you know? Mm-hmm. There's something causing that person to actually think that. And they didn't just think it. They obviously have access to the gear. And it takes a while to put that stuff on. I agree with you. I've always felt like this perpetrator was someone who's very theatrical, who enjoys attention and who really likes to dress up, like you said, and they probably do dress up on Halloween and stuff like that. You know, I agree with you. Even when my kids were little and we would trick or treat the neighborhood, and I would see whole families decked out, and I'd always think, that's so cute, I'll have to do that next year. And then guess what? Next year would come and I wouldn't do it. And I remember one year just telling people I'm trick or treating as an exhausted mommy. That's my costume.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just I admire people who like to dress up, except for this perpetrator, of course, but I just never did that either. That's funny. Something else we have in common, Renee.
Right.
Okay, so what's our next point? Oh, I know. My next point I was gonna say after yours, and I think you're done, right, with that one?
Yes.
Okay, my next point was going to be, I strongly feel that this is a female. I know we already touched on that, but I kind of wanted to say why. If you really look at the height range, like Renee said, you know, that's quite a bit shorter than the average male when you take away the equipment. You know, the boots and the hat apparently bring this person up to 5'8", give or take an inch and a half either direction. But that, you know, we had someone in the group say that their wife is 5'2". And they had opened up the Dutch door, and the bottom door hit her kind of in the belly, the same place as the perp. And the woman was 5'2". So I just really think that this person's probably on the shorter side of that range, not the taller side, just based on things we've heard. And just the way the person kind of moves and walks, I think the Kevin Johnson from Midlothian Police had referred to that as a feminine sway early on. And I have to agree with that. And that there's just a few reasons why I think that this is a woman, even though it's not a cold hard fact that we can prove yet.
Well, you know, and my favorite one is the stance that the perpetrator has at the doors. You know, I've probably mentioned that about, I don't know, a dozen times now. But I mean, that stance to me is just, and obviously you can't say across the board, I'm sure there's some men out there somewhere that can stand like that, but for the most part, I'm pretty sure that it's a female stance. I mean, they got the hip popped out. You know, men don't do that. They don't have hips, so they don't, you know, stand there and pop their hip out, you know,
right,
and bend their knees. So to me, that, you know, is a definite telltale sign that it's a female too.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, since then, we've actually seen some women online that do stand that way. Remember, we've seen some comparisons. So that's kind of interesting too. So yes, and you're right. I haven't actually seen men stand exactly like that. Women just have more of a tendency to do that. I really don't know why that is.
I don't know either, but I know I do whenever I'm standing like in a line or something. Sorry, there's some like stuff in the air and I've got allergies, but when I'm standing in line or something, I guess I'm trying to position myself in a comfortable standing position. So you're not just like leaning, you know what I'm saying, on your feet or whatever. So you just kind of like lean to one side and like, you know, just pop your hip out and your knee up or whatever. Makes it more comfortable. I don't know.
My mom used to have this thing she would do, like she'd be standing, if she was going to be standing for a while, like rinsing dishes or something, she would put her like the inside of her foot, like on the inside of her opposite leg, like a flamingo. I remember my brother would be like, why do you stand like a flamingo? And we would just laugh. But yeah, I mean, women do stuff like that with their stances that you just don't see. When have you ever seen a guy stand like a flamingo? I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So did we have, did you want to do the next trait?
What was the next one? I think I've lost myself. go ahead if you know what it is, because I'm lost.
I don't. I'll just say what mine was. Another trait I was thinking is that this person, I mean, I think it goes without saying that anyone who murders anyone is probably unstable, but I think this person in particular is probably unstable. And I think people close to this person probably know it, because I mean, look at what great lengths. This was not someone who got really mad at someone. It was like a crime of passion. Like you walk in and your husband's in bed with another woman. I mean, this was someone who thought, I'm mad at Missy for whatever reason. And it makes sense to me for some reason to put all that garb on. That took a while to put that stuff on. This person had all kinds of time to rethink their plan. And they still went through this. So they put all that stuff on. And you know, you can, there's a baklava they have on. There's layers of stuff that you have to put on to be this perpetrator, right?
Right.
And then you have to say to yourself, I'm okay with going out in the pounding rain. And then you have to commit to getting in your car and traveling to the church. Now, it may not have been that long of a drive, probably 15 minutes or less, depending on who the perp ends up being. But still, you have some travel in some pounding rain. And another factor is it's these right in the middle of the night. Most people are sound asleep at that time. There are not a lot of people that get up at 3:30 or 4 really to do much of anything. And so then you have the you know, across the population, very few people that are up that early. Or I think the perpetrator, Missy and her crew get up that early. I think that this perpetrator was still up. I think they're probably a night owl on a regular basis. And I think that this perpetrator was, I don't think that this perp set their alarm to go kill Missy. I think they were up. And that's just my opinion. And then drove over there. I mean, there was so many different points that they could have backed out and thought, oh no, I'm just being crazy. I'm not going to put all this on and drive in the rain and go kill this woman in a church. Of course, I'm not going to do anything like that, no matter how mad I am. But this person didn't have that voice in their head telling them they were acting crazy.
And
that just, to me, I just think there might have been drugs involved. I know I've said that before. I think there might have been drugs, definitely probably some psychological issues. Hopefully this will all come out someday and we can discuss it in more detail, but I really feel like we're going to find out that this person had some kind of problems. It's not like they just snapped this night. There's some deep, serious issues. Nope, this is not how normal people handle their grievances. You know, there's nothing normal about this.
You know, and one of the things that to me that goes along with a lot of what you're saying is a narcissist, because they tend to think of themselves as, you know, wonderful and awesome. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have any kind of thinking of other people. They don't have any, you know, empathy or whatever. They don't. Everything kind of revolves around them. So it's I know that when we talked about the Chris Watts murder, or actually the wife, but you know what I'm saying, he killed her, the whole family, they talked, the woman, this psychologist, she talked about a lot of people were like, he's a psychopath and whatever, and she was like, no, actually he's not, and this is not something that you could see coming, because he is a narcissist, so he thinks of themselves. But the thing about narcissists are, is they are able to make you think that they're wonderful, and they make you think that they just love everybody, and they just, you know, are super sweet, and they're just super kind. And then when something happens, whatever, could be anything to trigger them, they're like, I don't think so. You know, I'm wonderful and I'm great. And I, you know, you will not do whatever to me, whatever it is that they dream up in their head. And so for them, killing isn't really like, oh my God, I've done this horrible thing. I mean, they know it's wrong, but they really think that it was self-warranted, or what's the other word I'm looking for? They actually think
justified.
Yeah, they are able to justify what they did because of whatever they dreamed up in their head. So I think that this person is possibly a narcissist.
Right, and it's possible, because, you know, what sets narcissists off is when people, you know, don't go along with their story about themselves. And if someone pushes back a little bit, that would be interesting to know if perhaps Missy unintentionally sort of upset this person in that way, or this person could have perceived that Missy did and it didn't even really happen. Because that is a lot of times what will push a narcissist over the edge, is someone who questions their authority as the best human in the world, you know?
Right.
Very interesting point. Okay, so do we have any more facts about, or at least educated guesses about who this killer is?
I had like a long list of words that describe this person, but nothing.
Go ahead.
I think it was just like a long list of, like, you know, deranged, organized and disorganized. I think that they were organized in some of the things that they did as far as planning this murder. But then there was some disorganization as well, because they tend to be looking around for stuff. And I don't know if they're looking for extra, you know, weapons. I don't know if they're looking for the camera system. I really don't know. So they're kind of disorganized and organized to me. I think that they're vicious, and I think they're a maniac. These things that I'm mentioning are things that I looked up, and it actually describes them to a T, not just a word that, you know, is something that we all say, you know, oh my gosh, they're so crazy or whatever. Of course, cold-blooded and cruel, but I think that these are definitely words that describe them. And devious is another one, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, because they set out to get revenge on her for whatever they thought she did or didn't do it. And probably, or possibly.
And, you know, another specific trait that pertains to what you're saying, mm-hmm. that Cheryl McCollum came up with, she said that the perpetrator likely says disparaging things about Missy when Missy's name comes up. Mm. Like, if this murder were to come up in conversation, people would be like, wow, can you believe that happened? I can't believe it's not solved yet. The perpetrator might say something like, well, if she hadn't have been messing around with someone's husband, this wouldn't have happened. Or,
oh yeah,
if she hadn't have thought she was all that, this wouldn't have happened. You know, they're probably going to say something not positive about Missy.
Right.
Did we cover everything we were going to cover on this?
I think so.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us for True Crime Broads. We are coming up on the 5-year anniversary of this murder, which sounds just insane. I cannot even believe we're at this point.
I know.
hopefully this is, I have a feeling that 2021 is the year we're going to see an arrest. What do you think?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. I think that, you know, they've come up with some new DNA improvements and stuff like that. And they, you know, the police have been quiet for so long. I just feel like they're working on something. There has to be, because they haven't spoken since 2019. So
that's, you know, strange, isn't it?
It is very strange. And so I you know, 2020 went by, and that was a strange enough year by itself. It didn't need anything else, but 2021, right, I feel like, is going to be the year for her killer. I feel the same way as you do. And I don't even think we've discussed that. So
that's cool. Yeah. Well, I hope we're right. Hopefully, since we both came up with that independently, hopefully that means something.
I hope so too. Really do.
All right. Well, if anyone has enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review. 5 stars really helps us out. We appreciate that so much. And another way you can help us that doesn't cost any money would be if you could please go over to Instagram and follow us and maybe like a couple of our posts, maybe make some comments. Let us know what we can do to help you, what would make a more interesting program for you. Just let us know.
Yeah, any other topics that, you know, y'all think we could discuss and talk about. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things, but maybe there's something we haven't talked about in detail that we've missed. We're always looking for ideas and thoughts on that, or even share in our group or our page on Facebook to keep it in the public's eye.
That's awesome. I totally agree. And we appreciate all of our listeners very much. And we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Yeah.